I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
See, this is his problem. He's living in his dad's shadow. He thinks he's his dad. That's why he got to where he got to. That's why he got drafted so late. You're Shedeur Sanders, dude. So after all of this, Ed, after Shedeur sat, what to day three of the NFL draft, he is scheduled to start in the Browns' first preseason game.
Preseason game.
Yeah. Yes. Is this much ado about nothing?
Yes.
Why?
It's a preseason game. I mean, they want to look at him. You start. What it is telling you he's not the starting quarterback, most likely. Because you're not going to put your starter to start the first preseason game. I don't think you're going to see Lamar in the center on Thursday. So I don't think it means anything.
And none of the starters are playing. You're right about that. The fifth round draft pick, I think, is a story because he's Shedeur Sanders. But I do also believe that if he does fare well, you're going to have a story.
Oh,
if he fares well.
You're going to have a story no matter what. If he fares well, it's a big story. If he bombs, it's a big story. He's going to have the press. He's going to be in the news. He's going to be a press lightning rod for as long as he's in the NFL now, just because it's the way it started.
I think this kid is going to be a good quarterback one day.
He might.
I think he's going to – I think this kid –
Problem is the expectations are so high for him, it's going to be hard.
You think now they are?
Yeah, I think they are. Just be, not that they people expect him to do well, but I think the fact that the name is there. I mean, retiring with his jersey was preposterous.
That's his dad.
Yeah, but it's ridiculous. You know when parents make it bad for their kids, Deion didn't do him any service here.
I agree with you. It's almost like, well, that's your buddy is a Heisman Trophy winner. And we're going to retire his jersey. It's almost like, well, if I got to retire his jersey, I got to retire my son's too. I can't retire his and not my son's. They came in here together. Yeah. I can't let him outshine my boy, even though he won the Heisman Trophy. And you're right. If he plays for somebody else, or if he plays for Deion and his name is not Sanders, it's a different situation. I think being a Sanders was a curse for him almost.
Me too.
So we'll see. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I think this preseason, not this game, but the preseason as a whole will be very valuable for him. I want to see the kids succeed. I do. And it seems like a lot of people want to see him fail. So see, I told you, there you go. I want to see this kid succeed. I like him as a quarterback. There are some things that he has to learn, but he's better than a fifth round draft pick.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, that was a point. People were trying to prove a point with this kid. I want to see him succeed. I'm hoping he tears it up this week in his first preseason game. Let's go to Park Heights and get E. What's up, E?
Robbo, Kanish, good morning, fellas.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, man. So, Rob, I'm with you, man. I want to see this guy succeed, man. And you're right. A lot of people want the opposite, and I'm not sure really what's going on in this front office between the owner and the management and things of that nature, man. But it seemed to be some dissension, you know, amongst the group. Where
you talking about in Cleveland?
Right.
You know, why would the owner come out and say, well, that wasn't my draft pick? None of them should be your draft pick because you're not the GM.
Right. So it's like it's unclear as to who wanted Shedeur and why, you know, because that guy gets involved in his drafts from time to time. So I want to see him succeed, man. Because I just want, you know, I want him to prove all the naysayers wrong. I believe, like you, that he's a good QB. I believe that he'll at least flourish into being a good one anyway. And for Kevin, as far as Kevin Stefanski goes, I'm not sure that he's on Team Shedeur. Now, I'm pretty sure that whatever quarterback is going to get him winning games, that he'll be okay with them. But I think initially that he's not Team Shedeur. And I think for him, it might be a little more of, let me give y'all what y'all want. Y'all want to see him behind, you know, behind the center. Let me give y'all what y'all want.
Let me show you he's not ready right now.
Exactly. All right, fellas, thanks. Appreciate
it. 410-583-1057 is the number. Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Okay. Hey, yeah, and I've been following this Cleveland thing with Shador. Hey, he's been looking really, really good in camp, man.
That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, he looked real good in camp. They finally put him up with the ones, and he been. They say he's from the Cleveland people. He's looking like the best quarterback in there right now. So I don't know. I agree with you, Rob. I watched the guy through college, man. You can say all you want to about Deion and all the stuff like, but the kid can play, man.
He has something to him, Darryl. There's something to him that's intriguing enough for me to want to see him in there because I think. Like you said, he can play.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, all the hype, if you wanted to prove a point because he was too big for his britches and all that, that's fine. But I think being drafted in the fifth round, if that doesn't humble you, then you nothing will humble you. Let's go to Mark in Owings Mills. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well. Right. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. I don't know whether you guys saw an interview. I think Shador has matured a lot because he said he basically said that being Deion's son was a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
And you just mentioned that. And he said it's a shame his dad can't come, but he didn't want the distraction there himself.
So he wants to separate himself from the Sanders. Now, I get that. Now, not disowning his family, but create his own legend, Mark.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that it would do them well if, you know, Deion just kept his mouth shut, but his son prove himself on the field, and I think the kid's handling himself very well right now.
Hey, thanks a lot. I should say create his own legacy. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the call, Martin. I agree, man. Listen, you were supposed to be at worst, what, a second-round draft pick?
Yes.
And you fall all the way to day three?
Yeah.
If that doesn't humble you, then you're not going to be humbled at all. And I'm hoping that's what it did. Because I think he can develop into a solid NFL quarterback. Great? I don't know. It's hard to predict that.
You look at guys who, like Aaron Rodgers, he didn't get drafted where he thought he should have been. And he held on to that his entire career. Amon-Ra St. Brown, fourth round pick. He keeps a list of every receiver drafted before him in his locker. You think it doesn't bother these guys?
It does.
It does. It sure does.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.